say possibly as high as 200 people there, an overflow crowd. He answered every question. If there was any organized criticism block, it didn't develop. It was there were some questions from that crowd, but he just demolished the opposition, in my judgment, and the reaction of all the memberships, even doves like Sam Stratton and people like that after him, were saying what a terrific job he had done.
Now, can't you get a half a dozen of those that stand out in the hall and leak all the time? You don't do it. You're too damn modest, and I wish you weren't so modest. Get a few of those that whore around with these columnists to just say this is the damnedest meeting you ever saw at Rusk, just starred and did a good job, and leak that stuff out so that we can get a little stories around on him.
I'll sure do my best to.
You do. God bless you. Did anybody argue with him?
No. One fella tried one of these damned if you do and damned if you don't arguments about, why did you and McNamara appear at this particular time on television when you'd had a standing invitation all these months to do it, and to try to make a point of it. But the membership president just grumbled him down, you know. I mean, just obvious.
Who was he?
One of the new members. I can't call his name. He was back of me, but he was a pain in the butt, and everybody knew it. Rusk handled it just beautifully. And really, Mr. President, in my judgment, it could not have been handled better, and I think it scored big.
Now, what is this I hear about you getting a point?
Oh, I've got a fellow post office fellow there that wanted to be postmaster, take Ms. McGloin's place, and I didn't strike him out. The Civil Service Commission did. But I'll tell you one thing. When I didn't appoint him, he told me, he said, you made a bad mistake, and I understood that what he meant.
Well, is he going to mount anything?
Mr. President, I think we can handle him all right. It naturally makes me, gives a little more urgency to some of the problems.
Well, couldn't you find somebody? You ought to let that happen. Couldn't you find something else for him?
Oh, yeah.
Does he just have to be postmaster?
No, but he's not worth it, Mr. President. He hasn't been worth a damn in the post office, and I can take care of him. And,
why couldn't we make him a regional traveler for him or something? Make somebody tell him that you oughtn't to do a thing like this. It just hurts Corpus Christi. And if he's in the service, we can make him inspector for whole goddamn Gulf Coast area or something.
No, Mr. Patton, he tried to get into the inspection service a few years ago, and they turned him down because of his atheistic views. Well,
if he's a nut, that's all right, but I don't want anybody taking a dime's worth of time of yours, and whatever you need that you want down here that we can help on, to call Marvin Watson or Larry Temple or Bill Blackburn.
And Mr. President, I did talk to Bill yesterday about a little matter.
All right. What is it? I read it, but I forgot.
They're going to retire a Coast Guard cutter called the Laguerre from Freeport, and the people are all up in arms about it. They're going to replace it with two Coast Guard cutters at Galveston, and I've asked them to, at least on a trial basis, to put one of them there to take the Laguerre's place.
Okay, we'll just call him. I'll do that right now, and you'll hear from us.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. He got it.